It's time.
Yo, dude.
For the Greasy Report.
Oh my God, I love Joe.
Greasy Report.
That's my boy.
With Joe Claire.
Yo.
You show is ugly.
It's time for the Greasy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
Today's Greasy Report is brought to you by the animals at the National Zoo who want to know what happened to springtime. Cold as hell outside. And drugs are bad, okay? News. The television network Lifetime is working on a Whitney Houston movie, and Angela Bassett has been plucked to direct. As we all know, our beloved Whitney Houston passed away in a Beverly Hills hotel in 2012. The Lifetime network acquired rights to her story and will be doing a movie about Whitney and her husband Bobby, the original king of R&B. Bobby had been working with the Lifetime network to get the film done. There's only one problem, however, before we can see the movie come to life. Who's gonna play Whitney? All over Hollywood, actresses are lining up, but one particular actress is making things a little difficult. Her name? Bobby Christina, Whitney and Bobby's 20-something-year-old daughter.
Are you serious?
Stop playing.
When news of the movie broke, Bobby Christina let it be known that she wanted the part. Well, recently she's been quoted as saying that she's the only person who could properly do the role.
From the moment I saw you, I went out of my mind. I never believed in a love at first sight.
Well, the studio see it another way. In a statement released to us here at the Greasy Report, the production company said that she couldn't play Whitney because she looks too much like Bobby. Ooh, that is so cold, but it's true. Every time I see Bobby Christina, I break out in tenderoni. She looked just like her daddy. The studio went on to say when they make the new edition movie that Bobby Christina is a shoo-in. But as far as Whitney goes, not so much.
The original R&B king.
And pay that lady her money, news. Actor Terrence Howard is in the news again. As you may know, he has been making headlines recently over rumors of domestic abuse by ex-girlfriends and the like. He also made news for getting his career back on track after turning down a reoccurring role as Tony Stark's best friend in the Iron Man movie series. Don Cheadle took that money, and he ran all the way to the bank. Well, this time, old Baby Wipes, as they call him on Twitter, is in the news for unpaid back child support. His ex-wife says he owes her $325,000 in back payments and an additional $106,000 for attorney and court fees. Can somebody say it's hard out here for a pimp?
You know it's hard out here for a pimp.
Boy! I hope he pays, because ain't no Baby Wipes in prison. Baby Wipes is not a good nickname to have when your first name is 1-687-D4. I hope he get that money together, because inmates are still upset that Chris Brown done came home, and they waiting for another famous light-skinned dude to come into the jail system. Hey, that's the Greasy Report right here on the Frank Ski Show.
It's the Greasy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show. On a station that sounds like Washington. WHUR.